Our scripture lesson for the day comes from the first epistle to John, the fourth chapter, verse 16, part B. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. This is the word of the Lord. Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, and there's all the people. All the people, since 1836, right, Noel, 1836, in this building? For this building. In this space, in this sanctuary, all the people praising, praying, listening, singing, laughing, weeping, rejoicing, lamenting, all the people sitting out there on a Sabbath morning, packing the pews on an Easter morning, singing joy to the world on Christmas Eve, leaving in silence on Good Friday, welcoming new students in September, all the people standing up here in the chancel with a child to be baptized, or to be ordained as an elder or a deacon or a minister of word and sacrament, or to be confirmed, or to be married, or to serve communion, all the people sitting in the same pew week after week, year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation, sitting on the floor for time with the children, sitting in the choir to lift a voice in praise, sitting in the first pew to mourn and offer a loved one forever into the heart of God, all the people, a full sanctuary on the Wednesday after 9/11, a full sanctuary on the Reverend Martin Luther King Day, hosting the entire Princeton community, a full sanctuary on a Sunday evening after the Tree of Life synagogue murders in Pittsburgh, the full sanctuary of Princeton Theological Seminary baccalaureate services back in the day, a full sanctuary for lectures, community events, funerals, all the people. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Okay. Open the doors and there's all the people. It's a bit ironic. One of the strong learnings we all had from our summer worship, our summer exile in worship on the campus of Princeton Theological Seminary in the seminary chapel. Ironic, because we were over there because of all the renovation being done here. Singing over there with a different acoustic, meeting new people over there because you couldn't all sit in the same seats, lingering longer on the front plaza over there after worship, confirmation over there, baptisms over there, communion over there, memorial services over there. We learned and remembered and experienced that the church isn't about the building. Here's the church, here's the people, open the doors, and here's the steeple, open the doors, and here's all the people. I can't tell you when I first learned that. I'm guessing most of you can't either. A Sunday school class, perhaps, when we were all but knee-high, or from a grandmother. One of those lessons from the beginning. It's one of those beginning lessons, really early in life, like learning to sing Jesus Loves Me. Almost as ingrained as learning how to say please and thank you. Cover your mouth when you cough. Wash your hands in warm water long enough to say the alphabet or sing happy birthday twice. Beginner's lessons. Like when you pass by a youth baseball or softball game, you'll still hear things like keep your eye on the ball. Keep your head down. Keep those gloves on the ground. Who's ready out there? Dave, the game's in here, not out there. Beginner's lessons, the fundamentals, the basics, the same things from the beginning. If you wandered into Latin 1 class on the campus behind me at the beginning of the term, I bet they are still translating all of Gaul is divided into three parts. If you stop by a preschool Some morning, especially around the birthday celebration of Dr. Seuss, you would still hear, "Mr. Brown can move, can you?" Or "One fish, two fish," or "I do not like green eggs and ham." Beginning lessons. They go with you forever. Years ago, I did a wedding over in the university chapel of a church member. The bride and groom selected Psalm 23 as the reading. It's the only time in 25 years I have read Psalm 23 at a wedding. But it was the first scripture the bride ever learned, the first she could remember. It was from the beginning. When our children were very young, my playlist of songs to sing when they were in my arms, trying to fall asleep or stop crying, was an odd mashup of church songs and college fight songs. Abide with Me, On Wisconsin, The Church's One Foundation, Ray Bucknell, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing, Fight On State, Just As I Am, 10,000 Men of Harvard, an odd mix of beginning songs. To this day, when my children hear a college fight song, they get sleepy. Kathy's bedtime song for our kids was, when he cometh to make up his jewels. Kathy's mother sang it to her. She sang it to our babies. And last week we received a video of our almost 2-year-old granddaughter Maddie singing When He Cometh at the breakfast table. Beginnings, fundamentals, earliest lessons, they pass from generation to generation. Beginning. It's actually a favorite word of the writer of 1 John. The epistle is full of beginning. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. Beloved, I am writing to you a new commandment, not a new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. This morning, however, it's not the writer's use of the word beginning that is striking to our celebration. It is 1 John and the earliest lesson, the fundamental, the basic, the beginning affirmation for discipleship and Christian faith. The earliest lesson passed from generation to generation among the followers of Jesus, the children of God, the people you see when you open the door. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love, 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 love. It is as rock solid for the Christian life as please and thank you. Cover your mouth, wash your hands, keep your eye on the ball. God is love. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God. God is love. Love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your mind and all your strength. God is love. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. God is love. Love your enemies. Love your neighbor as yourself. The greatest of these is love. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love. Get back to the basics. After a long, stressful day at work, when the news of the day is beyond the pale, when one of your kids is in crisis, or your father doesn't know you anymore, or your sister just received a diagnosis, remember the beginning lessons. When your college freshman is struggling, when you're feeling lonely, when you find yourself in a conversation with a close friend that's uncomfortable, when you see a hateful sign held in a public place, when you read of people demonizing the nameless, faceless other, when you see masked law enforcement needlessly strong-arming people in the halls of justice, when you worry about families being afraid just to send their children to school, when you don't know what to say to a neighbor whose spouse is so sick, it's the fundamentals. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love. A few weeks ago, I preached at the installation of the new senior pastor in Philadelphia at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill. Ellen, the new pastor, was a former student of mine, and she interned here with us. She was ordained to a position right out of seminary as an associate pastor in Austin, Texas. She began her ministry in the fall of 2019, right before the pandemic happened in March of 2020. She was called to Chestnut Hill as the senior pastor and began her ministry just before the last presidential election. In a phone call to chat about how on earth to preach to a new congregation these days that you hardly know, Ellen said to me, "I would just like to be a pastor in precedented times." And we talked about sticking to the basics of the gospel. And I told her congregation that afternoon, for any pastor beginning a new ministry in the last 10 years, the word honeymoon in pastoral ministry doesn't exist anymore. And I found myself thinking, in the middle of that sermon, in a different pulpit, I had an out-of-body experience, and found myself thinking how grateful I am for all of you, for the congregation at Nassau Presbyterian Church, for the peace and unity of this congregation I'm privileged to serve. See all the people? And as you've heard me say many times, when the complexities and challenges of day-to-day are ever on the rise, the simplest parts of the teaching of Jesus become all the more important. The earliest lessons, the basics, the fundamentals. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God is love. I was sitting here in the sanctuary by myself one morning last week. I didn't turn on the lights, but the morning sun illuminated the chancel texts. And I noticed this space here, below the first John text, God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and I thought of something, Noel, maybe that we could add. Because when it comes to the earliest lessons, the basics, the fundamentals, it's never that easy, right? If hitting a baseball was just about keeping your head down, we would all be in the Hall of Fame. If loving your neighbor and going to do likewise was that easy, this blasted world would be a different place. So in my mind, I added a bit of a verse here in the blank space below. God is love, and those who abide in God abide in love, abide in God. It's the verse that I thought about is also from 1 John, only half a verse. And the next time I'm asked to give my favorite Bible verse for the children receiving their Bibles, as we did, I think it was just last Sunday, I will offer this one. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Be. For God is greater than our hearts. Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, there's all the people. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. For God is greater than our hearts. Thanks be to God.